It also allows them to make an offer that's super simple for a client to understand, that seems really well-rounded. And what we found is it's going to lower churn.
You can't set a goal of saying, hey, in 2021, we want our partner revenue to be a third of our revenue mix and then not support it through product investment.
Find creative ways to include them in your marketing and allow them to understand your customers, because that's going to make them really excited about partnering.
The mutual benefit of the
ecosystem. Don't expect you to start sharing our solutions.
Welcome to Make Them Famous, the podcast about partner enablement.
The only podcast to uncover both how partner teams enable their partners
and how other department leaders enable their partner teams to achieve success.
Welcome back to Make Them Famous. In this episode, we are talking to Zach, the VP of Sales and Marketing at Unstack.com. With him is his CEO, Grant. Now, Unstack is a no-code solution for gorgeous websites and landing pages, but what we're going to talk about today is how they've built their program to succeed. They are in their infancy, about 6 months in at the time of the recording. They've learned a lot, Grant especially, as this is, I believe, his first time going down the road of building a partnerships program as a SaaS company. We learn a lot about agency enablement as usual, but more specifically, how they enable their agencies to want to build recurring revenue retainers on top of their product. This requires them to highlight certain features to bring about certain pain points that the agencies have. We learn how Zach gets unknown leads to want to buy into his program and really take that carrot at the end of the stick to want to build that service on top of the solution. It's a very tricky thing to do. And we're going to hear how Zach gets it done. And in between, we're going to hear Grant's thoughts, how he's changed his mentality, how he builds a culture of partnerships, what metrics he really worries about now versus then, and a lot more in between. So if you are touching the partnership program in any capacity, agency, CEO, head of marketing, head of sales, head of partnerships, this is a great episode for you. But before we dive in, let's hear from our sponsors. Of course, we couldn't make this podcast famous without our amazing sponsors. For sponsorship, we aimed for not only great products, but tech used to power some of the top partner programs around. We've invited PartnerStack, ShareWork, and Sendoso to be those sponsors. PartnerStack, for those of you unfamiliar, is the leading partner management platform, or PRM, for SaaS companies like Monday, Unbounce, Intercom, and Webflow. And it is a company we've worked closely with. We advise many of our post-program market fit clients to demo PartnerStack when they are ready to scale revenue through partnerships. We've talked a lot about co-selling in this podcast, so please check out our sponsor for co-selling, ShareWork.co, a free app that allows partnership managers at top companies like Qualtrics, Fullstory, SmartRecruiters, and Sendoso to easily generate partner-sourced and partner-influenced deals thanks to real-time and unlimited account mapping. ShareWork is offering all Make Them Famous listeners a three-month free account to map unlimited accounts, generate leads, and attribute revenue to partnership managers' efforts. Use the link below to sign up for that offer. Finally, the top sales and partnership teams around know of our third partner, Sendoso, the leading sending platform. Sendoso is the most effective way for revenue-generating teams to stand out with new ways to engage at strategic points throughout their customer journey. By connecting digital and physical strategies, companies can engage, acquire, and retain customers easier than ever before. Founded in 2016, Sendoso is trusted by over 500 companies and has a vast global footprint with presence in North America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. Learn more at Sendoso.com. So thanks again to our amazing sponsors. Now let's get back into the episode. Well, welcome to the show. So Zach, Grant, the Unstack team, we want to get some introductions out of the way first. So the way we like to do introductions, obviously introduce yourself, your role, product, but then talk about who the partnership team is today and who your target personas are for partnerships.
Cool. So I'm Zach Rigo, VP of Sales and Marketing with Unstack. I also lead our agency partner program. Grant, I'll let you do the introduction for yourself.
So I'm Grant Deacon. I'm the founder and CEO of Unstack. I also run our product and help to support the partner program and our ecosystem.
And the team, Zach?
Team right now is just me, obviously with support from one of our customer success managers. You know, he's really dedicated to kind of onboarding and coaching. And then our marketing manager, she handles a lot of the content creation, and obviously a big part of the agencies that we're reaching out to, most of them are content creators. So she also helps with, you know, supporting them in giving them opportunities for guest posts or exposing new opportunities for them to become a part of our ecosystem.
Awesome. So agencies is the focus right now?
Agencies that are looking to be more tech enabled in their, not only web dev services, but really adding monthly recurring services to, you know, things like landing pages, CRO, A/B testing, SEO, and content.
A question I always like to ask is, what are a few words to describe the current state of your partnership program? And that's to Zach.
Two words to describe the current state of our partner program. Right now, I would say value first. We are 100% focused on providing as many agencies value through our blog and guest blogging opportunities, through our podcast, and letting them come on and talk about their amazing expertise in certain areas that can help our audience and our community by getting them engaged with our Slack community and really trying to give as much as we can to them. We know that agencies have a ton of choices in the landing page space and A/B testing space. We know that they probably have some level of bias in how they build websites today and have been doing it one way for a long time. And I know we can convince them that we are the best tool to make them scalable, profitable, and allow them to expand their total addressable market. But really, only way I'm going to get them into our world is by providing as much value as possible on the front end. And that's my ultimate goal right now. And over time, hoping that they will bring us more and more clients, introduce us to other agencies they know, and it will start to really grow organically just by building these really solid relationships.
Thanks for that, Zach. That's always good to know. It gives us sort of a place to start and kick this conversation off. And now I heard you guys are doing a number of things on the product to make it easier for partners to manage their client accounts. So this question is back to Grant. Can you give us the state of the product with regards to the agency's dashboard?
Yeah, I mean, I think a big focus for us right now is just making it very easy and fast for agencies to get their clients what they need and get them control once they've delivered work. So what Zach's talking about is, you know, a lot of our multi-account capabilities for agencies to spin up, you know, new instances for their clients, build on those, and sort of being making all that, you know, turnkey. One of the other things we're really excited about is giving agencies kind of a home base to create their own assets and then being able to use those, you know, based on different client needs. So kind of having an internal agency library of tools that you can then use on a per client basis to accelerate your work and deliverables faster.
From hiring Zach and wanting to do this partner program, maybe what was your mindset then and what are some things that really progressed quickly and changed, and maybe a couple of things that you think now that you didn't think then that you're optimistic for in the future of your program?
I mean, there are a ton of things. So, you know, Zach and I got to know each other for, I don't know, probably close to 8 months before he joined us full time. And prior to Unstack, Zach was, you know, building an entire business around agencies. So very early on, we were committed to building a thriving partner program, you know, be it, you know, both agency and technology partners and other channel partners as well. So, you know, I think if you look around at some of the most successful startups and companies today, ecosystems a hugely important part of that success. And so, you know, I think the way we look at it is, you know, one, building a world-class platform that enables agencies to do the things that are going to help them build their business. But two, like the complementing ecosystem to that is almost as important. So they really go hand in hand. And we knew that very early on. And so we were specifically looking for sort of a partner who could come in and sort of accelerate that vision. And I think that's a lot of what Zach has been focused on. I will say a couple of things not coming from the agency background. You know, I've learned quickly that it's not just about putting a program together and saying, hey, we have an agency program, you know, refer your customers to us. It's really about building that unique value prop around how you can help their agencies, how you can help them engage better, those communication channels and feedback loops. So we've really worked I think to really learn the pains of the agency and really try to bring them close and kind of co-develop even product around their needs versus kind of having that traditional, hey, we're another way for you to get some recurring SaaS revenue, right? We just kind of learned that wasn't, I think people are looking for more than that. They're really looking for partners.
Grant, spot on. Like the agencies that we are working with, I'm typically communicating with the founder. Or more often than not, and they might introduce me to the operations manager or the director of customer success or account management. But more often than not, it kind of starts at that founder level, and that's really similar to our kind of core audience that we're going after, which I think is super interesting because our mission is to empower people to build digital businesses, and I think we're doing that through the agencies and helping them build digital businesses through a technology partnership with us. And I think it's been fun in that it's a little bit of a shift from who I worked with at WordStream. Obviously, we had a lot of small agencies at WordStream, but some of the bigger partnerships were with much larger agencies. So it's been a lot of fun to get them involved. And really, I think where I'm most excited about it is getting the feedback of, hey, we did a guest blog post with you and we got a ton of traffic from LinkedIn. Like, this is awesome. So you kind of instilled in me, Alex, early on, like, hey, you got to give them a bunch before you can ask for anything. And man, I've been just trying to get them involved in everything we do, be it the podcast or the blog or a webinar or a marketing trend survey we're putting out. And it's been really rewarding to see their success come from their partnership with us.
Make them famous. Yeah, that's the title of the podcast. That's the mentality. That's the name of the game. If you can make them famous, every call that you have, as you know, Zach, is going to be a much easier call with those agency partners. They're going to be asking what they can do for you. Anything relevant, Zach, from the demo, the leads pile that are unknowns for you to come in and say, who's an agency potential partner and what is the strategy for getting those people into your calendar? And then we'll talk about some enablement after that. But anything relevant on the top of the funnel and how those people become partners?
We're lucky in that our product is so aligned with what a lot of agencies are doing. So they're already actively looking for potential website builders or landing page builders. And that's kind of a great entry point for us. So we do just get some demand gen from that. The other thing I've been doing to acquire leads and kind of nurture conversations is basically, I went and looked at our top integrations for all of our clients and went to each of the partner pages for those folks. So I'll give you an example. MailChimp's like our number two most used integration. So I went to the MailChimp partner program page. I cold emailed everyone from there, connected with them on LinkedIn, asked them if they'd be open to writing a guest post about best use cases for MailChimp's automations or something along that line. It was much more eloquent than that. And Kaylee came up with it on our marketing team because it made sense from an SEO perspective. But it got a ton of conversations started and it really starts to nurture the relationship because you're giving them an opportunity to showcase their expertise on your blog. And it's mutually beneficial because our clients actually need that help, right? Like, I know that people that use our integrations and use them correctly stick with our product for longer. So it's mutually beneficial and it starts a conversation. And a lot of those folks see a nice lift in traffic from our blog, from our promotion of it on social. And it allows us to kind of nurture them down the path of, okay, awesome. Now let's provide you an introduction to a customer that's maybe using MailChimp and struggling, which we've got a Slack community where people are constantly asking questions. And once that starts to snowball, then we're starting to get them involved with the platform because they are, using it through potentially a client of ours. And then the next ask is, hey, do you have any clients that potentially have a need for a new site or landing pages, which almost every agency has a client that is struggling in one of those two areas. And then I really try to co-sell with them. So I try to help them create a landing page and actually build one with them to present to the client in not necessarily a sales pitch, but hey, let me do kind of one off here for you. And that usually gets the ball rolling pretty quickly of them seeing how fast they're able to work within the platform and really start to build a business around it.
Again, this is still early on. I think you guys may be 6 months into the program, but Grant, I want to find out from you, you've got Zach on board. What sort of flexibility did you want to give, but also what sort of accountability did you want to make sure was in place if this sort of partner program is going to succeed? How much do you want to know about KPIs, goals, metrics there that you had set up, and then anything that's changed since you guys started?
Understanding from the top of the funnel what's happening all the way down to, how many of those partners are, becoming customers, you know, how many of those are becoming what I'd call a producer. And Zach has spent, I think, a good amount of time, you know, modeling out and then, you know, keeping those KPIs up to date, you know, for us to understand, you know, how things are progressing, you know, how we're improving over time as we're adding, you know, more to the product that supports those partners, but also as we're improving our own internal processes with those partners. I think the one thing we've also been really cognizant of is that, you know, selling direct is very different than selling to partners or partnering with partners. And so, you know, we look at that funnel and that sort of sales life cycle, if you will, a little bit differently than we would, you know, our core like direct customer. So I think from like a KPI point of view, you know, the numbers change a little bit, but generally we're looking at, you know, are we finding partners that we can invest in? You know, are they able to start bringing clients over? We've got an agency in Canada, for example, I think has brought something like, you know, 10 clients already, you know, within the first 60 days. So seeing those kinds of wins, that's one data point, not necessarily a trend, but seeing those kinds of wins has been really exciting for us. Also just how global it's been, which again is not necessarily a KPI, but I think just anecdotally seeing, you know, agencies from New Zealand and South Africa and Canada and the US. And, you know, it's really been, I think, exciting just to see us be able to kind of have that impact across the globe.
Grant, if you could tell us, what are some of the things that you really thought to achieve early or expected to achieve early in those first 3 months? And anything that's changed around those metrics, those quotas, those KPIs today? So that's more of a conversation around, yeah, nothing happened, but then, like you mentioned, somebody brought in 10 deals. How did that change your perception and the KPIs around that?
I mean, I think first 3 months was let's learn as much as we can. You know, there wasn't necessarily a hard and fast, you know, go hit X revenue. I mean, Zach, I know for a fact, just knowing him, had a number in mind. But my perspective was, hey, let's learn, let's understand what we need to build to support this, both product wise and process wise. And then, you know, go from there. I mean, it's definitely changed since then. I mean, I think we have a 2021 revenue target of having a revenue mix goal of having, you know, a third of our revenue coming from partners. So it's become quite important to us and something that we're very bullish on. And I think there's a lot of opportunity for us in.
That was great. And I'll turn it back to Zach. And I'm curious, getting into that sort of strategy around the revenue. First, clarify for me, Zach, what revenue means. Is that a combination of things? Is it LTV of those referrals and that constitutes quote unquote revenue to that goal? Or is it actual realized revenue from those partner referrals? What is the revenue? And then I want to talk about how that partner track looks and how you speed up that velocity and get those partners achieving revenue. So first, what is the revenue number? What is it comprised of?
Realized revenue. And we basically have agencies that are coming to us with two distinct differences right now that we've seen. One is more of just a referral partner. They don't want to do the selling of Unstack in any way. They just want to send us the lead and leverage it once it's implemented. And that's fine. And we're happy to take those. The other side is actually kind of becoming an implementation partner, which has been, you know, the two agencies or three agencies that Grant mentioned. Those are our three implementation partners. We've found that they have been selling with significantly more velocity because they are kind of getting that first one under their belt and then actually building systems and packages around Unstack. So once they know they're kind of time to build a site or time to build a landing page, they're actually creating full packages like it's $5,000 for a website and these 10 things. And then on a monthly recurring basis, we're going to charge this and it's going to include, you know, 4 landing pages and 4 A/B tests. And it's like, okay, now they know to go to market with this really specific offer. So to increase the velocity, I'm actually starting to take their model slightly and help other agencies define it in a very similar way. So, you know, we've got two partners that are doing something similar with setup fee and then a monthly recurring for different packages. And I'm trying to get every agency that I talk to start to think about us in that exact way, because it puts a dollar amount associated with every sale that's not just the, you know, 30% rev share we provide, which is nothing. It also allows them to make an offer that's super simple for a client to understand, that seems really well-rounded. And what we found is it's going to lower churn, right? Like the churniest service that all these agencies are dealing with is typically Facebook. And it's usually because their websites that they're sending all that traffic to isn't great, or they don't have dedicated landing pages for it. And by offering a service that has all of that plus A/B testing, you're now lowering churn on one service and adding multiple services to it. So we're finding this kind of mix that's working really well. And my ultimate goal at Increase Velocity is to really harness that kind of training and onboarding around building these services around Unstack.
Well said and well strategized. I mean, building a service on top of the solution that I believe you'll find will create the stickiest product possible if they have that end goal in mind. If someone's just onboarding an Unstack to solve one of their clients' needs for a landing page, that's good. But if they're onboarding an Unstack with the need to create a new revenue stream for their agency, replace a few tools, that's even better. Talk to me about that, Zach. Some of the ways that you kind of pick out when and how to present that partnership equation. You talk to the agencies about the referral program. Yes, mention what it is. Incentives are there. But what are some of the things that you've been able to systematize, I guess you could say, around the partner track?
Yeah, it starts with going to their client list if they have it on their site and looking at each of their clients' sites and actually trying to understand what they're building on today. So, obviously WordPress, we'll say as the example, is kind of the one that we see most often. A couple other things we know about WordPress. One, clients get super frustrated with it when they can't make an update to it. Two, clients are more and more price conscious in the marketplace. Like SMBs or early stage, smaller, I don't say small companies, but someone that's got 5 to 25 or 50 employees, like they don't know necessarily always want to pay $20,000 to $50,000 for a website. And there's so much downward pressure on agencies to kind of fit into this price box that is usually caused by no-code tools, that they need something that fits. So the place that I usually start to dig up pain is understanding like any deals that they've lost. Have you lost a deal because of price recently? Are you turning away clients because they just aren't fitting within kind of the services you're able to provide today that are still profitable for you? And if the answer is yes, I ask them to share the link, with me and let's hop on a call and build the site together. Right? Like, let's just rebuild the homepage or recreate the homepage with their content, obviously make it look way nicer and really dress it up from a design, perspective. But once we start to do that, now they're seeing an opportunity to expand their total addressable market. And if you can help an agency do that and really capture a larger share of the leads they're acquiring organically today and turn those into revenue, you're on to something. So I've found that if I can just help uncover kind of what they're building with today, where they might be losing clients today, and fill that void, that's amazing. I don't need to be the only tool they use. I just need to be a tool in the toolbox that allows them to, close 80% of their client base instead of only 50.
Well said. So that brings me to a pain point that we have where it's, when you're talking to your new partner managers, when you're talking to the team, when you're trying to get everyone aligned on this, the ability that you have, Zach, to really pick out those pain points and figure out quickly what would this agency persona be most inclined to take hold of, gravitate towards, buy into, sink their time into. What is that? How do you figure out what that is? And then how do you get new partner managers and the marketing team and the salespeople to all buy into that agenda? Has there been anything put onto an SOP or into an SOP from that process that's allowed you guys to say, we could probably hand this over to a partner manager that's new to Unstack and get them to do this?
Kaylee and I on the marketing team have spent a lot of time in kind of the prospecting piece. So she's not necessarily supposed to be a part of, the agency partner program, but she is a part of content creation. And we spend a lot of time thinking about how our content can not only appeal to our core persona, which is, B2B tech, founders and marketers, but also to agencies. And then I think the other piece is she spends a lot of time thinking about how we can acquire agencies as guest writers, because we are a small team and it's great exposure for them to get a backlink on our site and get exposure to our audience. So, she's been an amazing partner for me. We haven't hired a partner manager yet. I think we do have a system in place of, we know our top integrations. We know agencies that have a need for us. They're usually WordPress agencies. We know that they're struggling to capture a large percentage of their market. So I feel confident that we can bring in an agency partner manager and ramp them up relatively quickly and continue to have them partner with Kaylee and Chris to, you know, market and onboard. But man, there's a lot of work still to be done there. And I'm excited to do it, but I've been really boots on the ground, you know, calling and emailing myself, trying to understand the process as much as possible. So that knowledge transfer will be difficult, but I think we've got a good system in place today.
Yeah. I'm going to get back to Grant here for a minute, if you don't mind, Zach. So the question is, what are some of the things that you personally like to get involved in now that the program is really moving, you know, it's moving quick. What are some of the things that you personally put on your own desk around the partnerships? And then what do you tell your team leads, your head of product, your head of marketing, in order to make sure that people feel like they're still getting their jobs done and they're not sort of obligated to get into partnerships?
So I think for us, you know, it's sort of company-wide, starts with our focus and our values. You know, for example, one of our OKRs for Q1 aligns directly to what we're delivering to agencies within the product. So I think by having kind of an overarching plan of where you're going and why that matters. And that's, I mean, whatever it is, whether it's partner alignment or anything else, you know, that's been key for us, even as a small team, to make sure we have in place so that people feel like they know why they're doing the things they're doing. In terms of how everybody's sort of wearing multiple hats, you know, I think one of the core values we have is deliver wow, right? And so I think our team's always thinking about, you know, where can we, you know, help a little extra. I mean, I think for me personally, I try to jump in with Zach, you know, to kind of go through more technical aspects of what we can provide agencies to kind of complement some areas where maybe he's not as familiar, or sometimes we'll pull in, might even pull in a developer to do a demo for, you know, some of the folks at agency who are actually going to be building out these assets, these themes, these components. So I think it's really context driven around like, what are we trying to do in terms of the day to day, but at the sort of company level, I think it starts with just being really clear about why we're doing these things. And that's how we, you know, we've been able to drive, I think, great sort of alignment across product sales, marketing, and customer support.
Awesome. Awesome. So everybody's pretty aligned, it sounds like. And it sounds like partnerships is being baked into all areas of operation. Talk to me, Grant, a little bit about how you look at the product needs of partnerships, and what is your mentality around Zach needs a sub account here or a white labeled report to be sent out? What are some of the conversations that you have internally, and, you know, who do you bring in? Anything along those lines, and try to be vague, but just want to know what the process is like for you, Grant, mentally around product and partnerships and how you have those.
Well, I think there are a couple of different buckets. So there's a bucket when it comes to product, there's a bucket of like really agency specific tooling that we need to provide to help them do their jobs really effectively for their clients and grow their businesses. So that could be anything from a discussion around white labeling and like strategically, like how do we want to think about that versus doing something more co-branded. On the other side, a lot of the feedback that, you know, we get in talking to agencies is for their clients. It's to make their clients' businesses more successful, to be able to move faster, to measure better, to create the things they want. And that's good for our platform in mass, right? It's good for all of our, you know, startups and mid-market companies that are using the platform. So a great example of that would be, you know, even like site speeds, right? Somebody sent us a report and said, hey, you know, we noticed this thing around a caching policy, just to be like very technical for a second. That's great for us, right? That's feedback we can take and implement to the platform. So I think we're kind of able to draw on the partner program to make our platform better for all of our personas, not just necessarily them, which I think may be somewhat unique to us. And then, you know, in terms of some of those specific things that they need, I mean, you can't set a goal of saying, hey, in 2021, we want our partner revenue to be a third of our revenue mix, and then not support it through product investment to help get there. So I think, again, for us, it's come back to setting those goals and then bringing the whole team around the table, you know, from our CTO, myself, Zach, and others, just kind of to have a conversation to hash out when and how we do things. The last thing I'll say is, you know, I think in terms of everybody has constrained resources. So there is a question of like, when and how do you do things? I mean, I think Zach, to give him a lot of credit, has been really, I think, patient, but also thoughtful with which things are really, hey, we must have these things, and these things would be nice to have, you know, and kind of being really clear about where that line is. And so that's helped us prioritize to get the right things out, hopefully at the right time, to invest in these partners.
I love it. Zach, any comments on that? And then I want to end with some of the essential SOPs you've come to. And then the next 6 months, what does the roadmap look like? What are some of the key initiatives and changes that you want implemented?
Well, one thing I learned at my last job is be very strategic about what you're asking for from product. Because if you ask for too many things, you tend to get none of them. So Grant's right. I do try to be thoughtful and prioritize and be really strategic about, like, this is a must have. You know, I've heard it a bunch of times. I totally understand their pain point, you know, versus this is a nice to have. Let's put it on, you know, a tabled kind of list to look at down the line when we free up some time. So I think that's critical for any salesperson or partner manager out there, is like really think about your prospects or customers' feedback and prioritize it accordingly. And I forgot your second question, Alex. What was the second part of that?
Yeah. So, you know, what you've learned that is changing the next 6 months, what sort of key initiatives are going to happen over the next 6 months related to the partner program based on what you learned?
Right now, marketing has been just marketing without any kind of tailored marketing towards agencies. We will be starting to do that, I would say, mid to late February. We'll be spending some more time building, you know, specific marketing campaigns and email nurture campaigns that are really dedicated to the agency persona. Reason being, we're going to really start to formalize our product around systems that agencies can put in place to build around Unstack. So we talked a lot about the services they can build around it. Now it's making it easily repeatable for them. So kind of a one-to-many approach. An example would be a verticalized agency that sells to roofers only could build a roofer template or five roofer templates with Unstack, actually go to market with them. And then when they onboard the client, we're talking an hour or two to get a website from, you know, sales pitch and closed deal to live and up and running and fully baked. With our styles guide and some of that stuff baked in, it's going to be super seamless for agencies. So now it's time to go to market and start to capitalize. And that's going to be a big part of our focus for the next 6 months, is building a whole marketing campaign around acquiring agencies, nurturing them, and then obviously hiring and selling to them specifically. I'll handle that in the short term, and hopefully we'll have a partner manager onboarded in the next 3 months or so.
Awesome. And is there any increase in the resources that you have, not just financial budget, all that, but, you know, is there any more purview that partnerships has in marketing or product or anything that's expanded to make sure that you can hit these goals? Anything at all?
Yeah. So I'm hoping to hire the partner manager for sure. Plan for that is kind of early Q2, maybe mid Q2. We've got an email nurture specialist coming on board in the next probably month. That's going to be a big part of their focus, is going to be developing not only the prospect nurture campaigns, but actually the onboarding nurture campaigns. So really starting to formalize how we onboard agencies. I've been doing it manually with Chris on my team. It'll be nice to really have a whole help documentation and help center in Zendesk, which is actually what we're going to be using for that. So those resources will be coming on board soon. And I'm excited to kind of have the cavalry around me to build this team out. You know, from a financial perspective, I run marketing as well. So I get to choose where the marketing budget goes, obviously with, you know, Grant's approval on what the total budget is, but there will be some dedicated budget for agencies specifically. I don't know exactly what that will be. It's going to depend on where we decide to go. I'm going to start to work with some of the podcasts I've had a great relationship with in the past and see if we can just get some brand recognition out there through them, which I'm excited about.
Awesome. And then, yeah, to wrap things up, I mean, any final words of wisdom for those partner teams, Zach, and then the CEOs out there, Grant, that maybe has changed since you started and gone down this road? Anything big realizations and words of advice that you have for your personas that could be listening?
Yeah, if you're interviewing for a partner manager job or a department that's being built out around this, get buy-in from everybody. Understand what their long-term vision is for it and who's going to be your partner, whether it's a dotted line kind of matrixed organization or you're going to have people reporting to you, because I've worked in both. And it's a lot easier to get this stuff off the ground when you got buy-in from, you know, product and the CEO, which in this case is Grant, and you've got resources and marketing and support to help you and support you. You know, in other organizations, I've been in matrix organizations where I'm kind of, you know, asking for favors more than asking, you know, to work on a project with me and get things done. And that's really difficult and it's tough to move fast. And there are more partner programs popping up every day and technology companies that are going to market after agencies every day. So you need to build something that's really focused and built around the agency and their customers, not trying to fit the agencies into your product. So those are my words of wisdom. The other thing is try to create as many opportunities for agencies to some of your market share and draft off of your demand gen. So, you know, we've got the podcast, we've got the blog, we've got webinars, you know, we've got different surveys we're sending out that we're getting quotes from them on, but find creative ways to include them in your marketing and allow them to understand your customers, because that's going to make them really excited about partnering with you in the future.
Well said. And Grant, anything you've learned?
I mean, I would echo all that. I think also just when you're starting up, I think in the early days, just be a sponge, learn as much as you can about, you know, your potential partners and the types of partners, you know, who are going to be the best fit. I think for us, it was critical that we did that early on and we're kind of patient to try to really understand what was going to be right for them. I think the other thing that I've learned is, at least for us selling to agencies, you know, it's not a situation where you pick up the phone and you just kind of read off a script. You really have to be adaptive and understand their needs and really be able to walk a mile in their shoes. So I think that's something that we kind of pride ourselves on, is trying to really walk a mile in the shoes of our partners before we have that ask. So those are two things that I think, you know, have been great for us in terms of learning.
And it sounds like it's really helping everything come together, which is great to hear. You know, I hear too many stories of the partner team banging on doors, not getting what they need, they end up failing, then the whole company has a bad taste for partnerships, and it's, you know, maybe it never comes back. That's sad to hear. So Zach, you've done a great job. Grant, you've been an awesome CEO, and it sounds like you guys are going to have a really successful program. So thanks for the time, guys. That'll be that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a founder or in technology or B2B tech, you can check out our podcast, which is Zero to a Million. Alex has been an awesome guest on there to talk about how you build a partner program. But yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn, Zach Rego, ZachRego. Love to connect with anybody, chat about, you know, what we're building, or how I built this, or how I failed at building this the last time in some ways, and give you some guidance. So
this has been huge, guys. Super valuable. I learned a lot. I took a bunch of notes. So we'll get this out there for everyone to hear, and hopefully you enjoyed this as a listener. Zach and Grant from Unstacked.com.